Hey, everybody. Welcome to Real Estate and Coffee.
This is Sarah.
I'm Andrew. It's actually real estate and tea for me today.
Real estate and nada for me today.
Yeah, that's kind of messed up.
I had a Red Bull earlier.
Real estate and Red Bull. That has a nice ring to it.
Yeah, I think that's more accurate.
We're starting a new season, and it's like we did last time. We don't really talk about... Well, we talk about everything, right? Show about everything or show about nothing.
Because I like
science. I've heard it both ways. Eric Metaxas is the show about everything. So one of the things that I think I learned over the last few months is, well, and just over the last, I don't know, few days, was really the importance of new construction inspection and kind of all the stuff going on in new construction today.
Yeah.
Man, if you're buying new construction right now, because
one, congratulations, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's everybody's backed up in terms of building materials are crazy right now. Supply chain,
it's gotten
nuts.
A lot better, but yeah.
I was talking to somebody on a job site, one of the quality control inspectors, and they said it's getting worse.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, I hear it's getting better because of, in real estate terms, like plumbers and everybody, like, you know, people are catching up.
Yeah.
But as far as like paper and still the trees, I was talking to the owner of Goldberry Books, and he was telling me that if you guys have any Christmas orders, come in now because everybody's freaking out about the paper shortage. I'm like, who's everybody and what paper shortage? All the book store owners and publishers and all of that.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. And so I thought it was funny that he thought I'm like that nerdy that I would know what he was talking about.
Well,
I was very flattered. I was like, oh, I'm in the know. I'm not in the know. And so, yeah, he was saying how a lot of books, like last year because of the pandemic, there was such a spike. And then everything with the shortage now, it's like affecting book printing.
Wow. I didn't know that.
I didn't either up until Thursday.
That's, okay.
So I'm going to give a plug for Goldberry Books. Goldberry Books, if you're in the Charlotte metro area, specifically in Concord, but anywhere in Charlotte, we loved Goldberry. They're amazing, family-owned business. Yeah. So if you have any Christmas orders, or if you want to just place an order and support a small business, they're amazing people, wonderful family.
Yeah.
And we would love for you to support them.
They got a great Instagram account.
Yeah, and they have a whole homeschool section. They sell rare collectibles as well. So if you are a nerd.
They just started getting into that.
Yeah.
So that's really exciting. It's really cool. So there's a sidestep right there.
Yeah,
that was
anyway,
fun.
Sorry. But yeah, it's just fascinating. I cannot wait. So another side tangent. We're gearing up for Realtor Real Talk this year. It's going to be our second run of it. We started that last year and it was so good.
It was fun.
It was so much fun. A lot of you really enjoyed it and have stuck around since then, which is awesome. Thank you. And selfishly, we learned a ton, which if it's like any opportunity for us to learn about the business that we're in, like the line of work, we're going to jump all over it. And so this year, instead of having people that I just had people on last year that we worked with and people that I just really respected from afar because I liked how they did what they were doing and the empires they were building. This year, we're strictly having people that we have gotten to know and have worked with throughout this year, just because I so respect what they do. And so hopefully we'll have one or two back on and then fresh ones that we've been teaming up with. They're just like also very different, but just really good at what they do. So I would love to like learn more about what it is that they do.
Yeah, we've really been blessed. We've met a lot of really great people in this business.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I say it all the time. But whenever you're in a saturated market, it's really a blessing. It's not something to be intimidated by or just be like, oh, it's so competitive and gonna get downtrodden about it. Your head's not in the right space. It's a blessing because you have options. If you have, you work with somebody a few times and you're just really not liking how they take care of their client or communicate with you, or if there's a lack of communication, just something's weird, you don't have to work with them anymore and that's okay. Or if they're not somebody that you want to grab a coffee with, that's super important for the client. So that's my stance on that. And I'm very thankful for it because we like seriously enjoy working with the agents that we work with.
Yes, I definitely agree. You know, you mentioned about, you know, being in the wrong headspace with competition and, you know, all that stuff. My recommendation for anybody who, if that's where you're at, to listen to and or read Simon Sinek.
Oh, he's so good. The Infinite Game is where I would start.
Yeah.
Find Your Why, though, is super important, too.
Yeah, and he's done some talks on The Infinite Game. And so S-I-N-E-K.
We'll put in the show notes, yeah. Those two books. They're really good.
Yeah, and he's got a podcast called A Little Bit of Optimism, which is kind of funny because his last name is Sinek, but it's spelled different.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I'm really looking forward to some of the people that we're going to have on. And I'm really looking forward to, I won't mention the guest that I'm looking forward to just because I feel like it's uncouth to do that, but a little bit of a celebrity to me that I'm looking forward to interviewing and having a conversation with. We talked a little bit on the phone.
Oh my God, that's right. And he's not a realtor, but yeah, we'll put him with Realtor Real Talk.
Yeah, so he's going to have some really good stuff. Yeah. For homeowners, for agents, and for inspectors.
He's a bougie famous home inspector.
Yeah.
And Andrew's very excited about it. So in our world, he's like the Lee Brown. You know, like everybody knows who Lee Brown is, even if you're not in real estate.
Yeah.
So we had a really wonderful experience. We, meaning I was not there, I was there in spirit. But very rarely do you see a builder and a home inspector working shoulder to shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
But what was really cool is we had a client who is having a new construction home built, and the agent had it set up. So we would do the inspection, and then immediately they go into a meeting with the builder just to honor their time because they're not, like, local yet. And it worked out where the builder joined the inspection.
Yeah. So the building, the supervisor, he was there. I got to talk with him a little bit. And then when the client showed up and everybody's there, he's like, he was going to say, hey, you know what? I'll hang back. You know, if you guys want to do your walkthrough and then we'll do our walkthrough. And I'm like, no, let's all do it together. We're all here. It'll just be a better use of time, I think, if we just all go through it and let's just, you know, we can all talk together. So yeah. We did. And super nice guy. And he was very respectful. And, you know, the agent was pointing out just out loud to us just how well we were working together. And I'm like, well, you know, that's interesting. And, you know, she talked about how rare that is. And so did, you know, me and the builder were both commenting, yeah, that doesn't really happen very often.
Excuse our dog. He wears stilettos throughout the house. Click clacks through.
Yeah. And, you know, I got to thinking, you know, that it is a shame that is at least apparently normal that the builder and the inspector tend to be, you know, enemies or frenemies or pretenemies. But no, one of the things that I said is like, well, yeah, you know, I understand where he's coming from. You know, my dad was a builder and I know how this stuff goes, but ultimately we're on the same side. We're serving the same client. I'm not there to beat up on a builder. And I have heard other inspectors literally say, I love beating up on builders. Why?
A number of reasons. They just need to see his counselor.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like going to a new build and being able to beat up on the builder. That's not fun
for the client either. Because they're, you know, people are pouring in a lot of money.
Yeah, and it just causes anxiety and stress. And
it's not necessary for you to drop a bomb and, like, run, you know? It's just so unprofessional, and it's extremely immature.
Yeah.
So,
you know, just remember, you know, we're on the same side. I'm not there to do any kind of nitpicking or beat up on a builder. I'm there to serve as another set of eyes, not just a third-party inspector for the client, but also another set of eyes for the builder. Because this guy, you know, we were talking afterwards, and he said, yeah, really what I do is adult babysitting. He's like, I got 12 houses right now that I'm having to oversee, and it's just too much. And we're backed up. And
yeah, so many hands are involved in building a home, and they need to know, which is why I like having a client come out and do their own inspection. because this is somebody who's not on the team. They're unbiased. And they come in and show the builder where they need to really hone in on part of their team.
Mm-hmm.
Like if something's a not precise or, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, one of the things that I found was this house had structural sheathing around the outside. And one of the panels had been damaged. And I could kind of see it on the outside. And when we were talking about it at the meeting, we're inside the house, and there's one bat of insulation put up, which sometimes they do that just to kind of, as part of the process. But they had put this bat of insulation between the studs right where this damaged piece of sheathing was.
Dang.
And you could really see it on the inside. And so, sure enough, you know, we pull it back and we see it, and the builder's like, see, they're trying to pull one over on me. You know, it's...
Yeah.
You know, not everything can, you know, you have to understand that the builder is, as he's saying, unfortunately having to do some adult babysitting.
Yeah.
And
he's got to know where to hone in on his team.
Yeah.
So that's why having an outside inspection is super important. Of a good quality inspector, not somebody who's going to like enjoy tearing somebody else down. That's just not somebody you ever want on your team unless you're like that and then birds of a feather, right? So, but if you're somebody who wants the best for your investment, you always get one, your own agent, because they know the law inside and out, right? Mm-hmm. That's why you hire a realtor. One of the many reasons you hire a realtor, aside from the annoying paperwork, is they are educated on the law and your rights, especially when it comes to building and what you are really entitled to. I don't like using that word flippantly, but really what you are entitled to. And then what they can really press if you're dealing with a difficult builder.
Mm-hmm.
So, like a builder, we, another one that is polar opposite of the one we just discussed, but very slimily, like you have rights unless you sign them away. And we have a out-of-state client who literally signed her rights away to have representation,
mm-hmm.
to have a custom build home.
I'm honestly surprised that they're allowing her to have a third-party inspector.
Yeah, I know.
So, anyway,
it's just really frustrating. And I'm literally trying to find loopholes for her, if she's even willing. It doesn't seem so, but...
Yeah, you know, the lesson there is, you know, folks, hire a real estate agent.
Don't sign anything without reading it.
Yeah, and if you don't want to read it and you don't understand it,
God bless you.
Have somebody read it. Pay an attorney.
Pay an attorney.
You know,
like honestly, it's
$150
like,
bucks or whatever to read it.
Honestly. Mm-hmm. Because every time, 10 times out of 10, when we get people who don't have representation, they ask you questions that are for a realtor.
Yes.
I think they, whatever. It's just really, really frustrating. And I generally don't like this builder because they do extremely sloppy work. But this is just like another, that's just super duper slimy. Like mm-hmm. we've been seeing that. I'm going to have Jordan on the show, Jordan Smith, because he gets into it with people. Because like builders are doing this. They will only take offers from people without representation.
Yeah. It's just,
this is not good builders. These are not high quality builders. These are builders that do sloppy work. And I don't know how they're still in business, but they are. But they're not proud of what they do. It's very obvious in their work. So this is not common, but it is happening.
Yeah. It's a red flag whenever somebody says,
we
want you to stay as ignorant to stuff as possible and just, hey, let us take care of it. You know, we're the builders here. You don't need any help.
Yeah.
Dave Ramsey,
who is an extremely seasoned person in real estate. He's been in real estate since I wasn't a thought in my mother's mind, like before I was alive. And he uses a realtor,
mm-hmm.
a high velocity mm-hmm. realtor, not just his friends, you know, just got their license, but a high octane person.
Cousin Billy.
He won't use Cousin Billy. Like he'll use that, the dude who's got mad experience, and he's got plenty of experience. He's got his broker's license, and he works with a realtor, and he gets inspections.
Mm-hmm.
Unless he's going to tear it down. Right. He said he doesn't get an inspection then because he knows he's going to tear it down and rebuild. So, duh, you know. But, you know, I mean, Jesus, it's Dave Ramsey who makes his money in real estate and advising people with finances. He uses a realtor and he gets home inspections.
Well, there you go.
Case closed.
Yeah.
It's just ignorant not to. And I don't mean that as a slight. It's truly ignorance if you're going to not do that. Mm-hmm. Putting hope and faith in somebody who told you, yeah, I want you to not have any guidance in this.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What? Terrible. I feel so bad. So, yeah, that's just super stressful. But, yeah, anyway.
And as inspectors, you know, if this happens to you or you choose to, you know, I don't want to use a realtor, but, you know, I'll use the inspector. Just remember that your inspector cannot serve also as your real estate agent and give you advice on the purchasability, marketability, or, you know, value or anything like that. Your inspector cannot do that. It is outside the scope of the license.
And not for nothing, they don't know.
Right.
We didn't go to real estate school. Like, there are people go to get an education on this, and then they get their education in the field.
And it's regulated. There's a license that you have to get.
Yeah, yeah. It's not easily.
They don't hand those out.
It's just ridiculous. And another reason is a lot of people have a low respect for people with real estate licenses because they know their Aunt Beth who got one, and, like, she's not very smart. And so Aunt Beth doesn't actually stay a realtor. You know what I mean? Like, there are people, you only make money in real estate if you're working. You're not making money when you get your license. You don't get a paycheck and a salary. Like, they are 100% commission. And so you might think low of someone, but they're probably really good at sales and busting it, okay? So pay the person respect. Mm-hmm. If you don't know a lot about something, you probably think it's really easy. You know?
I could do that.
I can do that. It's fine. Oh, she's doing it.
How hard could it be?
Yeah, she's busting it. You know what I mean? But it's just frustrating because they only make 3% to 6%. Let's go on the high and say 6%. We tip 20% at least. If you're a decent human being, you tip 20% at least, right? Because 6% is nothing. I don't care how many zeros are after that. It's a literal small fraction.
Yeah, if there's a buyer and a seller, they split that.
It's 6%. Mm-hmm. That's nothing.
Yeah.
Just stop. It's like people are so stingy. They're not even really ever seeing that money anyway. Even if you're an investor, it's just coming out of cut. It's never in your bank account. You're giving somebody their share for helping you because your time does have value, and their education and everything they're bringing to the table to help guide you through the process is worth way more than 6%.
Yeah, and guess what? That 6% that as a seller, you know, that's coming out of the sale of your home, they probably got you a lot more than 6% back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They save people tons of money. Mm-hmm. So where if you use a realtor, you will never see a loss. They bring way more to the table and they save you a lot more. And so, again, 6% is chump change to what they do.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, geez, people are just so cheap. Like, that 6% is really going to rock your world if you have it.
Right.
It is going to make the skies open and all the options there for you if you keep that 6%.
Yeah. Well, and the statistics out there are real, you know, that people who don't use a realtor, you know, ends up costing them tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
So come on. That's all I got to say about that.
Have a great week, guys.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to us on Real Estate and Coffee. We are so excited about this upcoming season. It just keeps getting better and better. So feel free to hit that subscribe and share button because you're going to want to stay up to date on when new episodes are released. We release them on Monday mornings. So that makes your week a lot better right there, right? So you can visit us at wsinspect.com. Check out the show notes below for some of the resources that we mentioned. I'm Andrew Wilson. That was Sarah Wilson. We'll see you next time.